Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game as the Bears get ready to meet the San Francisco 49ers in the Sunday night affair in Santa Clara, the opening of the brand new stadium out there. Let's begin with offense. Multiple turnovers against the 49ers in that new building is a recipe for defeat. Ball security and valuing the ball obviously are paramount every week, but losing possessions against the 49ers is trouble waiting to happen. Dallas found that out in less than 1 minute of week one. They turned it over four times in the first half. So that's big. So is ball control, critical this week. For the first time in 18 games, the 49ers allowed a running back to reach 100 yards rushing. They're missing Pro Bowl linebackers Aldon Smith and Navarro Bowman. That creates an equal opportunity for the Bears, like the Cowboys, to crank up that running game. The short passing game, equally important. Occupying the middle of the field with the tight end Martellus Bennett, who presents a matchup problem for the banged-up 49ers. Bennett, a valuable target this week, running the deep seam, crossers, and in the red zone. The Bears can move the ball. They had 29 first downs against Buffalo. Did a terrific job of moving the sticks. Attacking Vic Fangio's defensive scheme requires patience. He's a disciple of Green Bay's Dom Capers, so fire zone blitzes are in the scheme. Defensively, there's no bigger key in the game than discipline. It will no doubt be challenged by the innovative, complex scheme of 49ers offensive coordinator Greg Roman. He offers a power running game from conventional and pistol formations that Lance Briggs calls the best in football. It can't be a game of thinking. It's got to be a game of reacting. And making the right reads, getting off blocks, and making tackles will not be as simple as getting into position. Defenders have to wrap up and finish. The Bears must match the 49ers' physicality from the first snap. What receivers Anquan Boldin and Michael Crabtree lack in speed, they make up for in toughness. Boldin, for one, will bully DBs to gain separation. Those two guys also are outstanding blockers. They like to block. Running backs Frank Gore and rookie Carlos Hyde are no-nonsense grinders, tough downhill runners. And the biggest matchup issue is tight end Vernon Davis. He's fast and physical, and he's their deep threat. He needs to be defended by a safety with speed or a big corner. Discipline rush lanes, critical in defending Colin Kaepernick, an elusive long strider with quick feet and 4-5 speed. He owns a big arm, but at times can lose his accuracy, especially throwing to his left. On to special teams, and I would anticipate the kick coverage units setting the tone immediately. From the first hit to the final whistle in this game, it's going to be physical. It's just how it's going to be, special teams included. 49ers punter Andy Lee, arguably the best in the league, a three-time Pro Bowler. He landed three of his four punts inside the 20 against Dallas, finishing with a 45.7 net average and zero return yards. Veteran field goal kicker Phil Dawson has made 84% of his career kicks, but he missed from 37 in Dallas. Not much is known about the 49ers' return game. No kicks were returned in week one, and rookie Bruce Ellington had one 13-yard punt return. Coordinator Brad Seeley's coverage units are solid, and the re-signing of Kasim Osgood this week gives them one of the premier coverage guys in the NFL. Dwayne Harris of Dallas averaged 29 yards on his kick returns last week against the Niners. The Bears still don't know much about their return game. Only one of six kickoffs were returned by rookie Sonoris Perry against Buffalo. Wrapping things up, players know they beat themselves in week one. So the common theme in situations like this is to not let the disappointment of one loss be the reason you lose the next game. If for whatever reason things start to unravel early, it cannot be an oh-no scenario. This is going to be a difficult game for many reasons, but fighting through the adversity that will inevitably come is absolutely necessary. The 49ers do not have all their top weapons due to injury and suspension, and they too are trying to find their way after a rough preseason. The Bears have to be patient, strike when the opportunity presents itself, hang tough in the fourth quarter, and fight for a tough road win. Mindset is the key. That's this week's Keys to the Game. We'll be in Santa Clara with a pregame show on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM starting at 4:30. Kickoff will be at 7:30. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.